Progressive Talk 1260.
Taking a calcium supplement may not prevent bone loss. That's because calcium by itself is not enough. Don't take chances. Take Pathway Bone Guardian. This unique formulation contains a superior form of calcium called calcium hydroxybutyrate, plus magnesium, vitamin D, zinc, and other supplements. Mention this show and you'll get 30% off your purchase of Bone Guardian. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5414 West Cedar Lane or call them at 301-530-0800.
The following is a paid program. The opinions expressed do not represent the views of management or Red Zebra Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on Progressive Talk AM 1260. Sponsored by Village Green Apothecary, I'm Dana Lake, your host for the next hour. And we're glad to have our listeners back with us. I hope you enjoy the show, and I certainly like hearing from you. If you want to tell us about the show and ask questions, you can write me through email, danalake@aol.com. That's danalake at aol.com, or through myvillagegreen.com. You can go on the website. They have lots of good information for you about nutrition, supplements, and going green. And you can also leave information and ask some questions. They have experts online available for you 24 hours a day. Now, I want to tell you that we're going to be talking with author Sally Fallon, and she has a wonderful book that I've used for years, and we actually use some of her recipes in the cookbook that Pam Compart and I put out, the Kid-Friendly ADHD and Autism Cookbook. Her book, Sally's book, is Nourishing Traditions, and this is the cookbook that challenges politically correct nutrition and the diet dictocrats. So Sally is going to have some interesting information and tell us about the dangers of low-fat diets, and I couldn't be happier to have her on the program. We talk a lot about the controversies in nutrition on this program, and I just wanted to emphasize that I think we're in a tremendous paradigm shift. There's a great deal of change that's going on right now. And what I see is that the science is finally starting to prevail over industry. I should say over favoring industry. For example, most people are aware that trans fatty acids, hydrogenated oils, are now not recommended. There is legislation in many states to ban trans fatty acids. Some countries have also already banned them. Yet these were pushed by the USDA, FDA, American Heart Association, American Dietetic Association, NIH, National Heart, Lung, Blood Institute, et cetera, for over 40 years. We've been told they're good for us when, in fact, they increase heart disease, cancer, birth defects, and have a whole host of problems with regard to immunity and fertility. So, oops, what they told us is no longer true. And I sometimes wonder when the public finally tires of making a shift, doing what the experts tell them to do, only to find out that what you were doing is not only helpful, it's harmful. So trans fatty acids are on the chopping block, and it's taken 40 years to get those out, even though the scientific evidence has been there for at least 30 years, if not longer. Mercury was considered not to be a problem in the human mouth. I'm a dental hygienist as well as a licensed dietitian nutritionist, and so I'm very familiar with mercury amalgams. Mercury has been widely used. That's what's in your mouth if you have a silver filling. It's only half silver. It's half mercury. And the American Dental Association always stated that it was safe. However, all of the studies outside of dentistry questioned it. The science, again, has been there for decades. Now, oops, the FDA suddenly agrees, and there's some interesting comments made by the FDA with regard to that and with regard to concerns about the safety of amalgam fillings. Amalgam fillings contain mercury. Mercury's a neurotoxin, and that's not safe for pregnant women and fetuses. And how many pregnant women have mercury amalgams? when we look at the issues of what's in our environment and what's in our diet, it becomes a significant concern, especially with the exponentially huge increase of developmental delays through autism spectrum disorders. These are increasing each decade, even each 5 years. And when we look at how many toxins have been in our environment and how many of those toxins end up being a problem, we have many, many left. We have 3,000 additives. Not all of them are unsafe, but we really aren't sure of the absolute safety. Now that we have better tests, we're able to determine how dangerous these toxins can be. And what's more of a concern is the fact that it's multi-generational. And what this is called is epigenetics. It means that it affects the generations to come. So if your grandmother consumed margarines, that effect can be multi-generational, and the same is with many toxins. So now the FDA is questioning the advisability of mercury in the human mouth. And I will remind you that even though some dentists are still telling patients that amalgams are safe, if you will notice when they take that filling out of your mouth, they place it in a container that they then seal. That has to be removed by a toxic removal service. That is the filling that was in your mouth. And the reason they have to do that is OSHA. OSHA doesn't want to contaminate the atmosphere of the dental office with outgassing mercury from fillings. But oddly, when it's in your mouth, it's supposed to be safe. And actually, it's not. There are monitors, just like they monitor the air for mercury, that can be used in the mouth to see how much of the mercury is outgassing and therefore getting absorbed into your system. Another issue, flu shots have been recommended for pregnant women. Even though there's thimerosal, which is mercury, thimerosal is the preservative still used in vaccines, and many people are under the impression that it's no longer in vaccines. Well, it actually is. So thimerosal mercury is in the flu shots that pregnant women have received. And until it is banned, right now it's only recommended to be removed, but it is not banned. Delaware has banned thimerosal, and hopefully the rest of the states and ultimately the entire country will follow. But why make this recommendation when at the same time there is clear evidence that women who get the flu are more susceptible to having a child that develops schizophrenia? It increases the risk significantly. So some people will say, well, then the flu shot's protective. And that's not quite true. The scientists that performed the study and the research indicated that what is happening is a reaction to the flu antibodies. So whether you get the flu or get the injection, the vaccine for the flu, you develop antibodies, and it's the antibodies that increase the risk for schizophrenia. Yet, the CDC is still recommending that women get the flu shot, and they feel getting the flu shot, the risk of the mercury in the flu shot, is not as great as the benefit. And that, I'm sure you will see this on the chopping block pretty soon. Another one. Plastics are safe. They're no problem. We went plastic. In fact, you couldn't even find glass bottles in the Bye Bye Baby and Toys R Us and the baby stores. You had to order them online because glass was out. Well, oops, plastic's not so good. And bisphenol A, which is polycarbonate, which is in many, many plastics, especially water bottles and especially baby bottles. Well, bisphenol A is a carcinogen, and it's an estrogen mimic. That's not so healthy for baby boys. It's not so healthy for people. These are called xenoestrogens, which means they're foreign estrogens, and they're certainly increasing risk for breast cancer and prostate cancer. So go back to bottles or go to bisphenol A free, BPA free. So I'm just giving you a rundown, and when we get Back after the break, we're going to be talking to Sally Fallon, and we'll talk about the dangers of the low-fat diets and talk about why cholesterol is not as bad as you've been told. The same group that has brought you all of these other issues has told you that low-fat is the way to go. Cholesterol is the enemy. So let's find out when we get back after the break. I want to remind you that no matter how many family and friends you have, you've got only one body. So take care of it. Stay with us. We'll be back after this break.
Progressive Talk 1260.
Taking a calcium supplement may not prevent bone loss. That's because calcium by itself is not enough. Don't take chances. Take Pathway Bone Guardian. This unique formulation contains a superior form of calcium called calcium hydroxybutyrate, plus magnesium, vitamin D, zinc, and other supplements. Mention this show and you'll get 30% off your purchase of Bone Guardian. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5414 West Cedar Lane or call them at 301-530-0800.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. Acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy are available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Overwhelmed, overstressed, overworked, overeating, overindulging. Tis the season to overdo. Protect yourself and your family with TwinLab Immunity Booster, Multivitamins, and Stress B Complex. TwinLab vitamins and minerals can help your family stay healthy, even when they're not acting healthy. Protect your family with TwinLab, the most trusted name in vitamins. TwinLab vitamins are available at all Better Health and Natural Food stores.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probularity from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help your patients maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probularity provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probularity is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today.
Question. How's your back? Your knees?
Ow.
Your neck? Bigger question. How are you responding to inflammation? In the past, there weren't many natural options for managing inflammation in a healthy manner. But now there's Zyflamend from New Chapter, the number one selling all-natural herbal formulation for inflammation. Zyflamend is a patented herbal therapeutic that leverages the natural inflammation modulating properties of traditional herbs like turmeric, ginger, and holy basil. Zyflamend is clinically tested, doctor recommended, and is now being studied by many of America's leading medical institutions. So the next time somebody asks, "How's your back?" just answer Zyflamend, the number one selling all-natural herbal formulation for inflammation.
You're listening to Progressive Talk 1260.
Hello, welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the evening, and we are sponsored by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, Cedar Lane. Well, I am so happy to welcome Sally Fallon to the show. Sally Fallon and her colleague Mary Enig, who is a world-renowned expert on the subject of lipids and human nutrition, have drawn on a wealth of scientific and anthropological findings to refute the notion that Americans should cut back on animal fats and cholesterol-rich foods. And I am so happy to have the expert, Sally Fallon, who's a nutrition journalist, tell us why and give us some hints and tidbits. Welcome to the show, Sally.
Oh, thank you, Dana. It's nice to be here. And really, I don't take credit for being the expert. That's Dr. Enig, who, as you know, was the first scientist to warn the public about the dangers of trans fats. That was way back in 1978.
I remember it well. I've known Mary that length of time, and she educated all of us extremely well.
Right. And, of course, she's been vindicated today. Half of her message has had vindication about the trance being so bad. But the other part about the saturated fats hasn't sunk in yet. You know, the saturated fats have the opposite effects of the trans, and the saturated fats are good. Just to give you a couple of examples, the trans fats cause inflammation, and the saturated fats suppress inflammation. So there's, you can do a whole list like this. The trans fats interfere with hormone production, whereas the saturated fats support hormone production. So we're halfway there. That's the good news. And we have a ways to go, though.
Well, it's odd that there's so much information, and I know you're going to cover this, so I'm just going to let you run with this, Sally, because you have the information that our listeners need to hear.
Well, I think, really, and we often say this, the first thing that anyone needs to do to improve his or her diet is to get over this fear of saturated fat and cholesterol, because if you're trying to avoid foods containing saturated fat and cholesterol, you're going to go down the wrong road. And that road inevitably leads you to a diet that is nutrient deficient and also that's going to contain a lot of processed foods and a lot of processed fats. So once you can stop being afraid of eggs and butter and the fat on your meat and all of these wonderful things, cream and whole milk, suddenly it eating becomes a lot more fun. It's much more satisfying, tastes better, and you don't feel like you're depriving yourself.
Well, I like that word, not depriving yourself. Many people look at diet. Some people tell me they pig out before coming in to see me because they feel like once they see me, it's like going to prison. And then they're shocked to find out that I want them off all those skim, low-fat, manufactured junk stuff, and I want them on the real McCoy,
exactly.
And they're delighted.
Exactly. And, you know, really, we hear these kind of shrill voices out there about how bad saturated fats are, but there's no science, really, behind these shrill voices. And what we have been able to do, Mary and I and the Weston A. Price Foundation in our journal and on our website, is show the public all of the good science about saturated fat. And I think people don't realize this. Your heart needs saturated fat to function. Your lungs cannot function without saturated fat. Your kidneys, your brain is mostly saturated fat. And in fact, every cell in your body has a membrane about it, around it. And if that's not at least 50% saturated, your cells won't work. So if you're not eating saturated fats, your body is going to crave carbohydrates because your body does a very efficient job of turning those carbohydrates into saturated fat. The problem with the carbohydrates is you're not getting the vitamins that you would get in the animal fats, the really important vitamins, and you don't have the satiety factor in the carbohydrates. You end up eating a lot more calories to get those saturated fats than you would do if you just ate the butter and ate the fat.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned this because one of the messages I know that you give and I certainly give is that by eating extremely low-fat diets, people create excess hunger for sweets, for carbos,
exactly,
raising glucose, which gets converted to triglyceride called fat, and now you've got elevated cholesterol LDL from that process, and someone says stop eating eggs and stop eating meat, yeah, when we've been eating processed flour grains.
Exactly, and they're empty. They have a myriad of problems. They stress the adrenal glands. They put your blood sugar out of whack. They create glycated products in the bloodstream, and your body, when you eat these sugars and white flour and so forth, it's like having a bank account and every day going and taking money out of your bank account and not putting any in. And eventually you just become depleted of nutrients.
That's a good way to put it. Talk to us a little bit about cholesterol. This is my favorite topic to harangue and harass my patients. And I say that kindly because they are shocked, and I find that in a lot of the counseling, I have to get them to that paradigm shift in thinking.
Exactly. Cholesterol is a very important substance in the body. It is necessary for repair. Like saturated fats, it's necessary for your cells to work. It keeps your cells waterproof. It is the basis for the bile salts, for vitamin D. And most importantly, cholesterol is the basis for the adrenal cortex hormones. So all of the sex hormones, all of the hormones that your body uses to regulate blood sugar and mineral metabolism, to regulate blood pressure, and the hormones that your body uses to deal with stress, they are all made from cholesterol. So it's not rocket science to realize that if you're trying to lower your cholesterol from where your body wants your cholesterol to be, and that's there's a wide variation among individuals, your body's not going to have the raw material to make all these things. And so people get stressed. People become impotent, or they can't get pregnant. People can't heal. People have a lot of inflammation that won't go away. Their muscles start to deteriorate. So all of these are the result of this kind of irrational fear of cholesterol. And once again, what we have tried to do is show the science. For example, at our website, WestonAPrice.org, is a whole article called The Dangers of Cholesterol-Lowering Drugs, fully referenced. So this is what we have been trying to do. We, you know, have no ties with the drug industry, no ties with the food industry. We founded this organization in order to provide accurate information about nutrition, which the public, you know, was looking for but didn't know where to get it.
Well, repeat the website, Sally, so
okay.
People can go.
This is called the Weston A. Price Foundation. It's named after Weston Price, who was a nutrition pioneer. And it is WestonAPrice.org. It is a huge website, and we also publish a journal, which comes out quarterly. We have a shopping guide. We have a lot of information and flyers and pamphlets that you can use for education as well. So I would urge your listeners to go to our website and also to become members. Members get the magazine.
Weston A. Price Foundation is exciting, and I that was one of my entry points into nutrition, is reading Weston A. Price's book on traveling the world and looking at cultures that ate their own natural foods compared with foods of commerce, and how the shapes of the face and the arch of the jaw changed. And he was a dentist, wasn't he?
He was a dentist, and he was looking at teeth, and he found 14 cultures throughout the world that had perfect dental health. They had no cavities, and they had broad faces, so they didn't have crooked teeth. Everyone had naturally straight teeth. And that went along with excellent overall health and good, strong, robust bodies. Now, the one underlying thing that he found that's so interesting was these diets were very high in three particular vitamins, vitamin A, vitamin D, and a third one that he wasn't able to name, but we finally figured out is vitamin K2, the animal form of vitamin K. And these vitamins are not found many places, but they are found in the foods that we're taught are bad for us. They're found in shellfish and fish eggs and cod liver oil. They're found in oily fish, and then they're found in eggs and butterfat and organ meats from grass-fed animals. The animals need to be in the sunlight to make vitamin D and to be eating grass to make vitamins A and K. So in addition to educating people about the necessity of having these animal fats in the diet, we're also put a lot of emphasis on going back to the farm and getting pasture-fed meat.
Well, you have said it beautifully. What's interesting is that as we have had more problems, we have pushed the diet toward lower fat and, of course, more refined carbohydrates. So we've got the combination, and it hasn't done well for us.
Oh, my goodness. Look at what's happened in the last 30 years. We've had this epidemic of obesity. We haven't made a dent in heart disease. Cancer is climbing. But the really heartbreaking part, Dana, is the children. Because children need these fats for brain development, for growth, for the ability to concentrate, for energy. And when you start these mothers out as teenagers on low-fat diets and lots of sugar, and then they don't eat properly during pregnancy, and then you start the babies out on these type of foods.
It's a disaster.
It is a heartbreaking disaster.
Wouldn't you say that's why we have one of the highest neonatal death rates in the world? We're only 17. We're behind
also,
many countries.
The other thing is the premature birth.
Yes.
And a gal here who works in our office used to work in a hospital a few years ago. She said, you just wouldn't believe it. They're in one hospital in suburban Virginia, there are three huge wards for premature babies. And it's, she says, just row after row after row of these babies in their little cots. And these babies start off with three strikes against them, basically. You know, everything is harder for the premature baby.
What I'd like to do is cover more of this. We're going to take a brief break.
Okay.
And I remind our listeners that you're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living. I'm Dana Lake, your host. Please stay with us because we are going to be back talking with Sally Fallon after this break.
Progressive Talk 1260.
Taking a calcium supplement may not prevent bone loss. That's because calcium by itself is not enough. Don't take chances. Take Pathway Bone Guardian. This unique formulation contains a superior form of calcium called calcium hydroxyapatite, plus magnesium, vitamin D, zinc, and other supplements. Mention this show and you'll get 30% off your purchase of Bone Guardian. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5414 West Cedar Lane or call them at 301-530-0800.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from enzymatic therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. Acidophilus pearls from enzymatic therapy are available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new and exclusive patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunotix 3 through 6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Ask your functional medical consultant for complete details.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from enzymatic therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. Acidophilus pearls from enzymatic therapy are available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
You're listening to Progressive Talk 1260.
Hello, welcome back to The Essentials of Healthy Living, sponsored by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host, and we have been having very interesting conversation with Sally Fallon, who, with Mary Enig, has written Nourishing Traditions, and it's a wonderful, wonderful book.
Thank you.
Sally does a lot of other lecturing, and she's going to tell us a little bit more. And Sally, what I wanted to mention, and maybe you can expound upon this, is that I guess in around the 30s, eggs were consumed very readily, saturated fat, and the unsaturated fats were pretty normal, not high, not low. And then as processed foods, manufactured foods, trans fats came in, And the fear of cholesterol and fat, eggs went down significantly, I guess, in the 50s or 60s.
Right.
Saturated fats dropped, and unsaturated fats took off, most of which were trans. And how does a scientist researcher not see that connection with heart disease, diabetes, and obesity?
Yeah, absolutely. We consume only a third of the amount of eggs that we consumed in 1900. And when you go back and look at cookbooks in those days, there was butter in everything. If it wasn't butter, it was lard. And even the vegetables and everything they did was an excuse for a sauce. And there was cream in the gravy. And then gradually the vegetable oils came in. The first one was Crisco. And, in fact, in 1913, the Procter & Gamble published this Crisco cookbook in which they told the women that if they used Crisco instead of lard, they would be more modern, it was easier to digest, their houses would smell cleaner, and their children would have better characters if they used Crisco instead of lard. And so this was the beginning of all this devious advertising. And you really have to wonder how people cannot see this connection. Now, I'll tell you one thing that did happen. The partially hydrogenated vegetable oils, the so-called trans fats, now these are the hardened vegetable oils, which they can use in place of saturated fats in all these processed foods. They weren't even labeled. They weren't even recognized as being in the food supply until the late 1970s. And so instead they were called saturated fats. And so people who were doing epidemiological studies and looking at food data didn't realize that the trans were a big part of the what was being called saturated fat. And so these early studies that linked cancer and heart disease with saturated fats were really linking it with trans fats. And one of the wonderful things that Mary Anik did was go out and test all these foods and show how high the trans fat levels were. And she basically made sure that the databases were changed to reflect the trans there. And that's when scientists started to see the connection. That's when Walter Willett started to see the connection. And gradually it just became so obvious that these trans are bad that now our government says that too. But no one has gone back and resurrected or, you know, revivified the saturates. You know, they are still tarred with this black brush.
Well, that's interesting, and I actually did not know that history. I'm glad you explained it. I do know that we call the trans fats mutant plastic fatty acids. And yet the science was always there because I like... You and Mary have been lecturing on this. I know it goes back right. 35 to 40 years, and I certainly am not a psychic, certainly don't have advanced knowledge, but the lipid physiology was clear.
Yes, and it became clearer and clearer, but the juggernaut, the low-fat juggernaut and the anti-saturated fat juggernaut was on its way. And, you know, the people manipulating in the background and manipulating the food supply, they don't really care whether we eat low fat or high fat, just so long as we're eating the wrong fats. And I like to compare the low fat diet, you know, lots of vegetables, lots of whole grains and no fats and very little meat, as a kind of puritanical diet. And that's the official government diet. And people cannot stay on this diet. So they end up binging and splurging on the pastries and the chips and the ice cream and so forth. Even Marion Nestle admits to being able to eat a quart of ice cream at one time, you know. and I call that the pornographic diet. And so you go from the puritanical diet to the pornographic diet. How about just a nice, wholesome diet, you know? Just
eating real,
foods, real
what people... Food. I like to say, let's eat what people have consumed for 200,000 years of modern human history or 2.2 million years of overall human history, and we're so far away from it.
Right, and we got away from it in just about 100 years. Yeah,
I'm generous and give them 200 years, but it's an eye blink.
In the States, it is longer, but in Europe and other parts of the world, it hasn't been that long.
Tell me... more about the politics. I say to my patients, the only people that benefit from processed foods, low-fat junk, all these altered foods are the people who manufacture them.
That's right. And the basis of all these foods are the vegetable oils. And behind the scenes, the moving force behind the scenes was the Institute for Shortening and Edible Oils. It's a lobbying group in Washington. You may be familiar with them. And Mary and I tell this story in an article called The Oiling of America, which is on the website. You just go, put in Oiling of America, you'll find it. And it really is a very interesting story because they were watching like hawks. And when Mary published her article about the trance and how bad they were, they swooped down on the University of Maryland where she was, and basically told them, you're never going to get any more funding. And they tried to bully them into stopping their surveys to find out how much trance was in the food, which they were not successful in, but the University of Maryland Lipid Department just shut down. They never got any more funding. And so they have been working behind the scenes and in cahoots with the pharmaceutical industry, which that's the other big payola thing with the cholesterol-lowering drugs, to create this very phony paradigm which is just totally warped the practice of medicine and just taken us completely off the path.
Well, As you know, I went to the University of Maryland, too, and I actually did some of my limited research. My degree's not in research. My master's is in nutrition sciences. But we all did some research, and it was on trans fatty acids. And
were you there at the same time that Mary was?
I was behind Mary.
Right, uh-huh.
And what shocked me is that I was part of understanding the research that was going on and that the rats, the fetal pups, or the rat pups, had a higher death rate, higher fetal death rate in the mothers that consume trans fatty acids.
Right.
Now, they found a lot of other pieces of information, but that information is in scientific language not easily understood by many people other than PhD researchers. But what was real clear to understand was the death rate. So when they submitted for publication to FASB, which is the gold standard, they were rejected. They could only publish if they eliminated the data that documented the increased fetal death rate. And theirs was not the first article or the last article to find that. And the reason being is the Institute of Shortening and Edible Oils sat on the editorial review board.
Interesting. Well, of course, Mary found that the trance interfered with enzymes that you need to prevent cancer. And how many cancer organizations do you see warning the public about trans fats? Even today, they won't do this. And the other very interesting observation that she made was that, and she did not publish this, I mean, it was just an observation, was that the animals on the trans fats were more aggressive and more violent, whereas the animals on the normal types of fats lived harmoniously together.
Well, that's understandable because the trans fats take the place of the necessary essential fatty acids that get into the cell membrane and also affect the brain and brain development.
Absolutely.
I think it's no accident.
Yeah. So they mess up receptors. And so they mess up receptors for insulin. They mess up receptors for serotonin. They mess up all these receptors all over the cell membranes. And, you know, it's like playing craps, actually. You know, it's you don't know how it's going to affect you personally, but they will affect you.
I think this is so important to get the message out, and I feel good about the fact that we are on the crest of a wave. We're at the pinnacle of a paradigm shift. I see so many things on the chopping block right now, where the science has been there for 30 and 40 years, but now the science is able to surface. I suspect some of that is that the science is too good. Major medical centers are doing the studies. And also our ability to evaluate what happens in the human body is infinitely better.
We really have a lot of tools today, and you know, we're not anti-science. We're just anti agenda and anti-junk science. and there really is a lot of good science out there. And what we are feel so good about is that that science has validated these traditional food ways. That's part of our mission statement at the Weston A. Price Foundation, the scientific validation of traditional food ways.
Well, we are going to finish up with the next segment, and I want you to share more information about foods and some information that you feel readers may or listeners may not be aware of, and also refer them to the Weston Price WestonAPrice.org website. Now, this is Dana Lake, and you're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living, sponsored by Village Green. We're helping you take care of your body. Please stay with us. We'll be back after this break.
Progressive Talk 1260.
Taking a calcium supplement may not prevent bone loss. That's because calcium by itself is not enough. Don't take chances. Take Pathway Bone Guardian. This unique formulation contains a superior form of calcium called calcium hydroxybutyrate, plus magnesium, vitamin D, zinc, and other supplements. Mention this show and you'll get 30% off your purchase of Bone Guardian. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5414 West Cedar Lane or call them at 301-530-0800.
Overwhelmed, overstressed, overworked, overeating, overindulging. 'Tis the season to overdo. Protect yourself and your family with TwinLab Immunity Booster, Multivitamins, and Stress B Complex. TwinLab vitamins and minerals can help your family stay healthy, even when they're not acting healthy. Protect your family with TwinLab, the most trusted name in vitamins. TwinLab vitamins are available at all Better Health and Natural Food stores.
Help boost your immunity with Immunicore. It's a core immune support plus more. Immunicore is designed to help provide multidimensional support for immune function with three powerful core ingredients. Immunicore provides clinically demonstrated ultra-potent C, essential zinc, and health-enhancing mushrooms. This easy-to-use, science-based formula is ideal for long-term immune protection. Arm your patients with Immunicore today. These statements have not been reviewed by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Question: how's your back? Your knees?
Ow.
Your neck? Bigger question: how are you responding to inflammation? In the past, there weren't many natural options for managing inflammation in a healthy manner. But now there's Zyflamed from New Chapter, the number one selling all-natural herbal formulation for inflammation. Zyflamend is a patented herbal therapeutic that leverages the natural inflammation modulating properties of traditional herbs like turmeric, ginger, and holy basil. Zyflamend is clinically tested, doctor recommended, and is now being studied by many of America's leading medical institutions. So the next time somebody asks, "How's your back?" just answer Zyflamend, the number one selling all-natural herbal formulation for inflammation.
Are you one of the 100 million Americans who suffer from digestive difficulties? Often, poor digestion is caused by an imbalance in intestinal bacteria. The solution for enhanced digestion, enhanced health, and enhanced immunity is Gerodophilus EPS. Gero's enhanced probiotic system is enteric-coated and able to deliver up to 200 times more of its 8 strains of beneficial bacteria directly to the intestines in a vegetarian capsule. Ask for Gerodophilus EPS at your local health food store or go to Gero.com, Jarrow, for the best in probiotic supplements.
You're listening to Progressive Talk 1260.
Hello, welcome back to The Essentials of Healthy Living. If you just tuned in, I'm Dana Lake, your host, and we are sponsored by Village Green Apothecary. We've been speaking with Sally Fallon, who is a nutrition journalist, and even though she does not like to call herself an expert, she has certainly become an expert, and her book, Nourishing Traditions, deals with the issues and problems of the dangers of low-fat diet and the dangers of low cholesterol and getting back to traditional and natural foods. Sally, I wanted you to go into a little bit more about cholesterol and also repeat, let's do this first, the risks from a low-fat diet, because this is something that I think we need to hammer home. What goes wrong when someone eats a low-fat diet? And let's give percentages, the typical range of fat in the human diet.
Okay. the very lowest level in traditional diets is 30% of calories, which, of course, is what our government says should be the highest level. And in those diets, so they're not the type of diets that we like to eat. These are, say, African diets with lots of insects and dried fish and stuff and a lot of fermented grains. Then it goes up to about 80% in the Eskimo diet. But in the European diets, you find a range of anywhere from 40 to 70% of calories. And that's what's normal. That's what people find satisfying. Now, understand this is calories, so it won't look like that much fat on your plate. Fat calories are very dense in calories, so it's not like you're eating 40% of your diet is fat. It might be by weight, maybe 10 to 20%. So, and what happens when you do the low-fat diet? Well, one thing is you're going to lack nutrients. You lack vitamins A, D, and K, which you need for mineral metabolism. So you have the risk of becoming very undernourished, very malnourished. Another big danger is low blood sugar. We need fats to stabilize the blood sugar. And I know of whereof I speak because all of my health problems as a young woman before I realized what the problem was were from hypoglycemia, low blood sugar. And I have it totally under control by just making sure I have plenty of fat with each meal. And that allows me to go 6 or 7 hours without ever feeling hungry. Another danger is overweight. Lack of satiety makes you eat and eat and eat. And, of course, that's what we've seen in this culture.
Certainly a lack of satiety. I'll tell you what else I see. I can almost tell with looking. People have extremely dry skin. There's not a natural sheen. Their hair looks like it's
like
straw.
Yes, yes.
And it looks as if you could blow on their face, they would flake off.
Yeah. And the other thing you get a lot of is anemia, because you need vitamin A in the animal fats to absorb iron. And you see a lot of very pale faces or a kind of gray color in the face and dry skin and straw-like hair, very typical things that happen when people try to stay on this low-fat diet. And then, of course, they can't stay on it, and they binge on ice cream. And that's what the industry would like. They make a lot more money from butterfat if you eat that butterfat in ice cream than if you just eat butter. And I guarantee you, a lot of people who think they're on low-fat diets, if you actually added up the butterfat that they ate in ice cream, you'd find it was a lot more than I eat just by putting butter on my bread or cooking my eggs in butter.
And people just feel guilty. They tell me, I can stick to a diet, but then after a few weeks, I break down. Yeah. Help me not to binge out.
Yeah, yeah. And you cannot do this with willpower. Your body is too smart for that, and your body knows how to get back at you if you're trying to eat through willpower.
And what about cholesterol? I'm looking at low-fat diets and low-cholesterol diets
yeah.
as being diets that promote infertility, and, of course, infertility is increasing exponentially.
Well, as you probably are aware, there have been some studies that have come out. One recent one found that women who were on low-fat dairy products had much more trouble getting pregnant. If they switch to high-fat dairy products, some of them could get pregnant. And then, of course, the gurus were saying, well, then you should be on a low-fat diet while you're pregnant. After you get pregnant, you go back to your low-fat diet. I mean, this is genocidal advice, and it gets my blood boiling, I have to say. No one has looked at what happens to little girls who are on a low-fat diet all their life. Can they ever get pregnant? And, you know, now, Dana, the latest recommendation is the low-fat diet for babies starting at 7 months.
Which is insane because growth is so significant there. The brain is growing.
Yeah,
this is when we need the fats.
Yeah, and why are we seeing this epidemic of learning disabilities, behavior problems, autism, all of these things that make life hell, not only for the child, but for the whole family? This is because of these dietary guidelines and the basic deliberate starvation of our children for the types of high-fat foods that they need.
Well, I agree with you, and the USDA put out the original pyramid that over about 30 years, increased diabetes and obesity, well, they doubled and tripled. Unbelievable increase. So they scrapped that pyramid. And in that pyramid, they had all fats as bad, including the wonderful nuts and seeds that humans have thrived on for 2.2 million years. And then they also had the good salmon as a bad fish because it was high in fat. Yeah. Now they have it on the good list, but they are still putting refined grains as primary. You don't see whole grains in that pyramid.
Well, they give lip service to whole grains, but when you're talking about 7 to 11 servings of bread, crackers, and pasta every day, that's white flour, and that's empty food.
It sure is, and that is not a core human diet. There's not enough emphasis on the beans, nuts, seeds, vegetables, and fruits.
And beans, there really isn't enough emphasis on legumes. Many cultures live on mostly legumes and grains. They have some animal foods in the diet, and they have the fats, and they eat the organ meats and everything. But without the legumes, the grains are very unbalanced.
Well, I appreciate you bringing that up, and I think that what I'd like to do is, you just have a few minutes left. Sally, what do you want to leave our listeners
okay.
with?
Well, I'll just leave you with some websites and phone numbers and things. The Weston A. Price Foundation is westonaprice.org. And our phone number is 202-363-4394. And we have a neat little booklet that we send to people, dietary guidelines booklet. It's absolutely free, and you can email us or call us, and we'll send that out to you. And then hopefully you'll become a member and get our journal. Then for Nourishing Traditions and all of the other books that I publish, including my DVDs and seminars, that's at newtrendspublishing.com. newtrendspublishing.com.
Newtrendspublishing.com and westonaprice.org.
And all the books are on Amazon as well. But if you go to newtrendspublishing.com, you'll see not only Nourishing Traditions, but all of the other books that we've published that support and give more information than Nourishing Traditions.
I would add to that, and I'm sure you all recommend the book, The Cholesterol Myth.
Yes, unfortunately, that's out of print. We're looking into some kind of replacement for it, but there's plenty of very interesting books. One that I've just published is called Performance Without Pain, which is a Nourishing Traditions-type diet, but quite simplified for people who really are sick, for people who have chronic inflammation, digestive disorders. And it's by a musician who almost had to quit her career. She became so ill following the dietary guidelines. She was a very good girl and followed them exactly, and she became very, very ill.
Well, thank you very much, Sally, for joining us on the show. I hope we can have you return and share more information and more news. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. Thanks, Dana. Bye.
Okay. Well, listeners, I know you got a lot of controversial information, and it's something that we talk about on the show quite a bit. I hope it's been helpful to you, and I just will repeat that low-fat diets are not natural human diets, and no or low cholesterol diets are not natural human diets. Cholesterol is an antioxidant made by the body, made by the liver for human health. So to our listeners, please remember to tune in on Progressive Talk AM 1260 every Wednesday at 5 o'clock p.m. for the Essentials of Healthy Living. You can access the show through myvillagegreen.com. Remember to take very good care of yourself and at least one other person, then we'll all be all right. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and good evening.
You're listening to Progressive Talk 1260. Politics, pop culture, and passion. This is Progressive Talk 1260. Online at ProgressiveTalk1260.com.
Question. How's your back? Your knees?
Ow.
Your neck? Bigger question. How are you responding to inflammation? In the past, there weren't many natural options for managing inflammation in a healthy manner. But now there's Zyflamed from New Chapter, the number one selling all-natural herbal formulation for inflammation. Xiflamend is a patented herbal therapeutic that leverages the natural inflammation modulating properties of traditional herbs like turmeric, ginger, and holy basil. Xiflamend is clinically tested, doctor recommended, and is now being studied by many of America's leading medical institutions. So the next time somebody asks, "How's your back?" just answer Xiflamend, the number one selling all-natural herbal formulation for inflammation.